Another Monday, and it's a rainy one in Vancouver. Well, overcast anyway, with quite a bit of rain early this morning, so everything's nice and damp. And it's, but I'm out in the open right now at Granville Market on Granville Island in Vancouver, which is, for anyone who's a foodie, it's just a revelation. This morning I've seen the biggest salmon, the biggest raspberries, and now the biggest seagulls out here on the wharf. Just across from where I am now, there's a film shoot going on. Of course, Vancouver is very much a film and television town, so it's a lot of that happening, lights and people looking terribly intense and cameras and action and stuff. But out here on the back, it's quiet. Monday, I guess people are at work, kids are at school, so there's time to move around and look at everything. And I must say, Vancouver, as always, whether it's raining or sunny, which is better always, is just beautiful. It's a wonderful, wonderful city. It reminds me a lot of parts of Sydney because of the harbour. And Vancouver is very much like that. A lot of watercraft around, a beach culture, believe it or not. I can see a little beach across from where I am underneath the Burrard Bridge. So Vancouver, a cool grey day, but full of bigs this morning, taste sensations. And I can't wait to have some real Canadian salmon soon. It just looks so good. So, from Granville Island, bye for now. Sunday afternoon in Vancouver, and I'm in Bute Street. And I've just stumbled across what is an operatic performance in someone's backyard on a corner block. The residential neighbourhood in Vancouver is lovely. You get back from the main drag and they're the best little parks and nooks and crannies. It's a real village, a real neighbourhood. Here I'm just up from Robson Street, but it could be miles away from the commercial centre. And people are sitting around on their deck chairs. Bicycles are going by. People are walking their dogs. But there's a couple here singing excerpts from operas. What a great idea for a Sunday afternoon. They're a small company that are dedicated to taking opera, introducing opera in unlikely places. And this is, even though it's unlikely, it's just beautiful. Underneath oak and maple trees that are turning with the fall, and beside balconies that are spilling over with late summer flowers, we're all standing around just having the best time. So from Vancouver, Unexpected Opera. Talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.